Howdy, folks. It's Mr. Licorice here. And I'm sitting here bored in the kind of last 30 minutes of closing shift from home. My work had a new protocol that I didn't get filled in about properly until literally like the night before. So, right now, if you get COVID, you have to do the normal isolation, and then after you test negative, then you have to take 10 more days before you come back into the office. Now, I don't give a shit about working from home more because I've already made it clear to my my company that I do want to work from home a little more. Actually, like, specifically, I'd love to work from home roughly like 50% of the time. Would be really great. It kind of just saves me gas. It saves me driving my car a little bit. I'm not really the biggest fan of driving, to be completely honest. And then when I have stuff going on in the evening, it's gonna save me the time I need to drive and all that other stuff. And then I can also walk Puggo on lunch or on break, so I don't have to spend extra time in that window doing that as well. So, anyways, that said, I am coming back to the office next week, and they're doing like a shift in terms of like when where we have different shifts now, whereas normally we had like 2 8-to-5s and like a closer. Now we're doing like a mid shift. So we're trying to like get things centered with regards to like who's going to be doing the mid shift. We have like a dedicated closing person, and then me and the other person kind of were going to go back and forth depending on when we need. But mid shift has to come to the office as well, which kind of sucks because on those days, it means I'm going to be getting home. Like, I'm gonna have to be at the office till 6, and then I'm not gonna get home until like, 6:30, and then I'm not gonna be available to do shit at all until like 7. Which, I mean, it's still gonna be on the day on days that I don't have stuff going on that's vital at the very least. It's gonna have to require a little bit more working around. Whatever. Yeah, so I kind of wanted to ramble a little bit about some of my thoughts on having had COVID and some other kind of things about it. So if I hadn't already mentioned in the previous audio, it takes weeks for people who get COVID for their taste and smell to come back at full capacity. It's very common for that to happen. I'm a person that I have a very sensitive sense of smell, and I have what I feel like is a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess broad sense of taste. I have a very deep, very like natural ability to taste flavors, which I sometimes get made fun of because most of my friends don't have that, and it sometimes it really does kind of come off as a little pretentious the way I talk about food, sometimes. But it's kind of a big hit to not have taste, even if it's temporary. But something that I did notice that happens n that I've since I haven't had taste is that I've had a much bigger appreciation when it comes to texture in food. Now, texture was already something that mattered a lot to me, more so again than a lot of the people that I, eat food with on occasion. But texture matters so much more when you can't taste things, because it's the only thing that you can actually generally enjoy about the food. I mean, when I first got COVID, like I was primarily just eating soup because, you know, it's like, what else? Why else eat anything else, really? And I had to be restricted to my room, so I had a care package brought to me from a friend with a bunch of soup. And so, as time went on, you know, I got a little bit more comfortable, and I ordered an acai bowl, which it's essentially like a bowl with like mushed up acai berries or whatever at the bottom, and then there's like a layer of like granola, peanut butter, like Greek yogurt, and then there's like fruit on top, like strawberry, banana, kiwis, and stuff like that. Let me tell you, when you're focusing only on the texture of that, it is godlike. I'm not gonna skimp on it at all. It's freaking godlike. I really wish that I was able to taste it. I wish that I would have tried acai bowls sooner. But I gotta tell you, it's just incredible. It's super healthy. You know, there's a good source of like, depending on what you get, of like protein, fiber, calcium, vitamin C. It's like a really balanced bowl. Really good for the morning or like lunch. And I'm planning on getting one of those again once my taste returns for sure. But and other fruit in general have also been very enjoyable. But I have had some sense of taste, and it's really weird and super specific. So one of the things that I've been eating a lot of is peanut butter because it's something that keeps pretty well. It's a little fatty, but otherwise isn't like killing you. I can taste peanut butter. I can taste peanut butter like quite easily. And everything else is kind of like not really there, but peanut butter, I can taste quite clearly. It's been one of the only things that's really stood out for me, and I don't fucking know why for the life of me. Everything else has just essentially been just blank food in my mouth, which I'm gonna get more on that later. But another thing that I've been able to notice, while I can't exactly taste things, I can kind of still judge flavor profiles. Like I can still say taste whether or not something is sour, even though I can't get any flavor. I can still tell that something is bitter, but I can't actually get the flavor. I wanted to specifically bring up coffee. Coffee is something that I greatly, greatly love, although I have diminished the amount that I drink substantially since like quite a number of years ago, although I've probably amped it up a little bit more recently. But coffee's a pretty strong flavor. Other than like the general sense of I understand this is bitter, I can't fucking taste it. But I tried something that ended up making it a little easier to actually get flavor. And what I would do is I took some ground cloves. I always keep cloves, allspice, and stuff like that stocked in my pantry because I like to use that sometimes in chili. I put some ground cloves in with the grounds of coffee while it brewed. And it gave it like a very strong, like kind of earthy undertone that actually ends up shining through. I find that like I'll just brew a cup, 2 cups of coffee. I got a small pot. I never want more than 2 cups of coffee. Small. I got myself a small pot. I'll brew that it with the gold with the cloves, and then I'll usually put it about 3/4 of the mug of coffee, and then I'll pour in some like almond milk or some normal like 2% just to kind of like cut the acidity. And it works quite well. I've noticed that I'm oh my God, I made a batch of smoothie this week. And this is kind of getting into a general second point here. When you don't have taste, there is one other advantage. There's an advantage to not having taste, actually. you can kind of force yourself to eat stuff that you normally just feel lackluster about. And when it comes to week to week, I do like to do meal prep. I am unfortunately also someone that have some struggles with that because I tend to under-season stuff, which can make my meals less than satisfactory. But when you can't taste anything, you can literally just focus on eating the meal and getting the things you need. And, you know, my go-to is pre-seasoned chicken breast that I can get at the place I buy my groceries from. I'll usually get like two small things of asparagus, a 2-pound bag of carrots, and then I'll get some like quick-do rice, which I switch up the kind of rice I use generally almost week to week. But so like two veggies, a meat, and rice. And you can focus just on eating it, and it's pretty great. I've been having good results with that. And then I do, at least when I'm on my ball, I do some smoothie as well for the week. My staples when it comes to smoothies are almond milk, Greek yogurt, blueberries, strawberries, apples, or like chopped apple, usually green apple for that matter. And then sometimes I use raspberries or blackberries. I've done mango. I've used pineapple. I've used pear. Pear is actually very freaking good. I never see that in smoothies. It's really odd to me because pear is just extremely good. There's been some other stuff I've used in the past, but that's my some of my main ones. It's surprising how cheap you can actually get like a nice decent bag of chopped green apple at that place. It's like $2.16 or whatever for like a bag of chopped green apple. That's nuts. You know, I try to make enough for the week, and because I'm focusing on drinking it every day, that's the hope. I don't freeze or anything like that because there's no need. The point is to drink it throughout the week, and I'm usually not amazing at it. And embarrassingly, I've had to waste and throw away a lot of stuff because I don't get around to it. It's generally why I don't keep bread or normal milk in the house, because those perishables don't tend to last for me. It'd be easier nowadays, but back when the fridge was generally more full, the freezer especially was generally more full, it was a little harder to find space for stuff for like long-term storage. And I don't have like a separate thing for that. But the smoothie I made this week, seeing as how I can't taste, I just focused on making it more palatable texture-wise. And I put a whole big bag of freaking green apple, a thing of strawberries, a thing of blueberries, some pineapple, some mango, Greek yogurt, and a nice generous helping of unsweetened almond milk. And I've been having those in the morning with my cup of coffee. Wow. It really, like, that smoothie will keep me until lunch. And my lunches meals are kind of small. Sometimes I still order out for food. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to be going to get some food with my roommate after my shift, because it's a deal at the restaurant we're going to go to, so that's cool. But yeah, it's so much easier to force yourself to do the things that you normally wouldn't when you don't have taste. This could be the case probably for medicine as well as other things. I don't usually mind the taste of medicine very much, but I know some people are really averse to it. For example, I love the taste of, say, like Pepto-Bismol, but most people I know are like, oh, that stuff is vomit-inducing and gross. I mean, I'm not going to apologize for liking weird shit. I'm also super crazy about sushi. I also like, you know, fancy beer and weird liquor, things like that, like Sambuca. But I'm rambling a little bit. But anyways, I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the some of my thoughts on that specifically. One little quick thing, I can't remember if I'd included it in the last ramble or not. The weird thing is apparently the sinus and taste stuff, that's more common in people who have milder cases. I find that really weird because I would feel like you would get more times of having lasting side effects for a more severe case, right? But apparently it's more common for mild cases for people to get the loss for so long. And I have to think about it. I'm like, is that a balancing factor? I mean, this is like the most petty fucking virus that we've had in quite some time. Like it has the weirdest fucking like timetable. It like acts in the most odd ways. I ain't trying to say that like there's foul play. I don't subscribe to that particular train of thought, but the way that this virus acts and everything else has been absolutely wacky. And I really, the worst thing about having it is being quarantined in your room. And I can only imagine how frustrating that would be if you're a parent or if you otherwise like are working in a field that's extremely important, like healthcare and things like that. I would never want for someone to be in that situation. And I consider myself lucky that I am not someone who had those things to worry about. So, and you know, being in your room gives you a lot of time to think. And that's not always the best for everybody. But it has certainly helped me kind of sit down and kind of think about a lot of stuff that I do think has helped me kind of center myself in certain ways. And it kind of feels like I've been able to kind of get a small reset of sorts. So we'll kind of see, we'll see where that goes. But anyways, I'm about to finish rambling here. Thank you for listening. Anybody who has, I'd love to hear any commentary from anybody else who's either had it or knew somebody who did have it. And I hope you all stay safe. And of course, this is a nice little bonus for anybody who stuck around this long. I do have an audio that's ready to post, although I'm holding it off for a little bit. I have been wanting to get back into posting a little bit more. It's probably not going to be often, like maybe once every other week. I don't have a good way of editing, and it's hard to find quiet and privacy. And quiet mostly because of my dog, but I managed to get an audio done, and I had some help for editing from a friend, which is really, really great. So look forward to that and more Kazoo music for sure. Especially once the anti-love songs are being collected for this month for singers on Backstage. I got two songs, very different, that you'll enjoy. So thanks again, and stay safe, and I love you all, and be good to each other.